On this episode, we're talking to Sal about Motor City Steam.
Motor City Steampunk Con? Steam Con? Steam what?
Oh, what about Prod Bros? Huh? What again?
Huh?
Prodbros.com? What?
Welcome to Media Litter Sandwich. With me is Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com.
I'm Toden from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. And I know I didn't say William, but it's all about William.
Always all about William.com.
And with us today is our guest from Motor City SteamCon.
Hey.
Hi. You mind go ahead and introducing yourself?
My name is Sal Palland, and I am the con chair of Motor City SteamCon.
Sal, how long have you been doing, conventions?
I can't tell you how long I've been doing conventions. I've been doing them since high school, like little sprout. And I just love them. I went to sci-fi commissions, anime conventions, like fantasy conventions, all of them, you know?
Okay, how long have you been organizing, or at least been somewhat organizing or volunteering inside conventions?
I've been volunteering for about 5 years, and I think I've been organizing for 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what year of the SteamCon is it?
This is only year 2.
Oh, so hey, we've almost 2 years.
We're a baby. Hey, it's a girl.
Still a baby.
All right. So the SteamCon, I'm trying so hard not to say Steampunk Con. But
if you say Steampunk Con, I will not slap you. You can say Steampunk Con, SteamCon, whatever. It's cool. It's so, all steampunk.
Cool. Steampunk, baby.
Well, just looking at Mark, I know you're familiar with steampunk and,
Yeah. It's all this stuff with steam and gears and lots of little
brass
gears. Yeah, slap a gear on it and have a lot of little accessories and whatnot and throw on some goggles and maybe some periscopes and make it polished and used and scratched up brass, maybe green it out a little bit, get a lot of leather, and boom, that's what you got.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a steampunk con and let's say a comic convention?
Well, I think it's like the content, because at a steampunk con we're very DIY, like, you know, you make your own outfits and stuff like that, so you're going to kind of look at the outfits and the uniforms that people are making, as opposed to going to view the books and the comics and the artists that are there, you know, for art and stuff like that. You look at people's contraptions because they're just amazing. Some of the things I went to one con where I saw a metal, like, Queen Victoria, like, and she was, like, just wheeling down the, like, hall. It was amazing. She had a great, like, rig. It was awesome.
Yeah, I kind of noticed the big difference, because people in Comic-Cons and anime, they make their own stuff, too.
I see
the biggest difference is when it comes to anime and Comic-Cons, people tend to emulate a person or place or thing or emerging. Meanwhile, in steampunk, they create their own characters. Like, oh, I'm just me. I just happen to be steampunk
today. I have to agree with you. I mean, I think it's really cool the way, like, that people at anime cosplay, like, actually do all that stuff. But I think it's really fun when you see someone say, oh, I'm going to be, like, the mechanic of this airship that's coming out of Transylvania. And they're, like, dressed to the nines. You're like, I can see it. I can see this, like, mechanic. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to jump in here real quick. And, you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But would you attribute all this steampunk, you know, sensation to the reboot of that film, Wild Wild West?
Oh, I knew you were going.
Yeah, I knew I'd go there. But really, is there anything beforehand that you're going to point to, what revamped the whole thing? What
made it
popular?
It started back in the 80s, and I think it was Jeter who spoke about it, like cyberpunk and steampunk, who actually brought it into being.
Necromancer.
It was Gibson with the Necromancer,
yeah.
But I mean, I think there's books like, you know, Tim Powers with his Anubis Gates. It was amazingly steampunk. I mean, the whole thing. So, I mean, you can't just say it came from Wild Wild West, because Wild Wild West was kind of playing on the theme of being steampunk.
Yeah, it's just kind of like how everybody will say, wow, why did Comic-Cons take off? And they'll go, Big Bang Theory, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think so, but I think it's also the variety of, like, their guests they get and, like, the things they can show. So I don't know. One certainly attributes to the other, but I don't think steampunk was like Wild Wild West, you know.
But I'm also getting a hint of goth and vampirism in yes. there, too. So ooh. Can we see vampires happening there? Any kind
well,
of
it's
like
really
cool sanguinarians?
Next year, at the because that's the thing. Like, we're bringing in goths. We're bringing in, like you know, the Diesel Punks and everybody else.
Yeah.
The Diesel Punks being the 40s Diesel, yeah, and okay. stuff like that. But next year, I'm going to do Dark Victoriana. And we're going to go totally, like, dark. Like, you know, have Jack the Ripper, have all the all villains right. and everything. It's going to be really great.
So you're saying that this can really go off on the side road of goth and horror.
Yeah, and like vampires. Inventor stuff and like, you know, queens and like, you know, like explorers, everything. A little bit of everything is in steampunk.
And so that kind of romance also.
Yes.
Great. Love yeah. it.
Now, I want to talk about networking for a little bit. You know, this area, the Detroit area, and even further, has just a huge, like, steampunk type, you know, it's big in the area. I see yeah. there's events happening all around Monroe, which is like an hour and a half south for those that have that's no idea about Michigan geography. You know, I see events happening in Monroe, you know, Detroit Zoo, and further north, east, west. How do you get people together for a convention, or is it just a network that's already there? Do you feel like you're putting some of it together?
I think it's a network that's already there. You're talking about Monroe. That's the Monroe Steampunk Society. Mm-hmm. There's a Jackson Steampunk Society. There's a Flint Steampunk Society. Lansing has Capital Steam. You know, there's Detroit Steampunk Collective. So there's a bunch of groups already. And then we just took that network and, you know, had events and did stuff. And then we said, hey, we're having a con. And this, you know, naturally built network starts, like, spinning it out. So mm-hmm. I think we kind of like worked it out that way, like to have, you know, like that network and stuff.
So all of them are working on the con in one way or another.
I would say they're all promoting the con. They're not all okay. working on the con. They're all like, you know, they put in submissions for panels, like bands, things right. like that. But some, like, I think it's really cool because someone from every one of those groups is doing a panel at our con. Mm. So if you want to, like, you know, support your group or support the con, you just come out and, like, you can listen to your person do a panel on funeral customs or, like,
hair things. What? Funeral customs?
Yeah, like, funeral customs.
Oh, wow, this is cool. Yeah. All right, we get the attention of all you horror and death peeps out there. Tell us some more. What are some other panels you'll have?
Okay, I didn't bring my scheduling sheet, but we'll have funeral customs, fighting panels, belly dance panels, Bollywood Ooh. Panels.
So not all everything has a steampunk feel to it or
well,
theme to it.
Part of our theme this year is Bollywood. So you get a Bollywood okay. class, but you also get the steampunk, you know,
that makes
with
sense.
It. Yeah.
Merging yeah. the cultures. Mm-hmm. Which yep. steampunk is partially
right,
does.
And we're yeah. going to talk about, like, you know, colonialism during the time when, like, you know, England colonialized, mm-hmm. you know, like, India and things like that. So we're going this, you know, we're going the factual way and we're going the fantasy way too. So
I just want to watch some Bollywood movies. Now.
There we go.
I want to check out that belly dance.
Make Balliana.
Yeah, belly dance. Come on, everybody show up now. Now we're going to go check out the belly dance
right.
here.
Right.
Standing room
and
only.
And we're going to be there, too, on the Saturday,
yeah, yeah.
which is July 15th.
Yes. I will not belly dance. No.
Oh, you don't know
no
what you'll
do.
No
one wants to
you
see
don't know
that.
What you'll do.
Watch you show up. Now, we're coming straight from BolaCon, and Mark is just going to show up. Like, I got to change my belly dance thing from...
I'll still be dressed as Bigfoot.
That would be awesome to see Bigfoot.
Yeah. Bigfoot.
He does. He does.
Really?
That's one of the characters on the TV show, Billy Bigfoot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to see your skills now. I'm like...
Bigfoot. And he dances. Ooh.
Yeah, we do have dances there. Opening night Friday, we have a Welcome to the Con dance that we throw for everybody. You know, booze is provided, everything else. And then Saturday we have a dance where DJ Vortex is going to be playing it. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a cash bar set up in the ballroom and everything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Now, so we're over here going, wow. So, okay. Now, why did you want to get involved with steampunk, per se, or SteamCon, instead of maybe something like a... horror con or a sci-fi con or an anime cutesy con
or a con devoted to the theme song of Elf, because Mark would be there in a heartbeat.
You know, people ask me that all the time, and it was like, I grew up gaming. Like, I was like mm-hmm. D&D, like, you know, all that stuff, and Pathfinder and everything. Mm-hmm. So coming from gaming, going to SteamCon, like where you make your own costumes, you do all that stuff, you fill your own persona, it was really intriguing to me. And then when I found out there was like a con and I went to the World Steam Expo, the first ones we had with Morgan, who's now doing YumaCon, it was really great. It was awesome. So I volunteered, and then YumaCon, you know, took over World Steam Expo, and then there were some other ones, and then those went away. And I thought, why don't I do a different one that is more fun, and it concentrates on the things at the core, like fun, steampunk, and like, you know, goth and everything else, to try to involve everybody, but the main theme being let's have fun. And so I just decided to do it.
I mean, that's crazy. Back again to the goth and vampire aspect. So there's a lot of peeps out there, the sanguinarians,
yeah,
the werewolves, the vampires. Are you really, I mean, I'd encourage you all to show up, because this could be way cool. And yeah, on a Saturday night, oh yeah.
You know, so how many people are organizing this?
So you would think there'd be a ton, but there's actually only about 20 people organizing it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like me and my core team of people who put it on. Don Watts, who's the mayor of steampunk, Meg like Rafoon, who's like my ops extraordinaire, Barbara Jean, who's like, you know, also does ops, but she also puts together the entire schedule and everything. It's like a lot of work.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, I've helped organize a con, and there's way more than 20 people. I don't know how many people
are involved. I mean, we're going to have, like, a ton of volunteers, hopefully. Right. Volunteer. We're going to have a ton of volunteers, but you only need, like, a certain amount of people at the top to, like, run everybody.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many did, you know, it's okay if you don't know the exact number.
Right, I'm like,
but
math?
How many, like, panel, like, program hours are there?
Oh gosh. Okay. This is math.
It always amazes me on how, like, when you get down to the really, to more volunteer type conventions and not the big for profit ones, how there's usually more program hours. It always amazes me on that. That's why I'm asking. Like,
why does that amaze you?
Because PenguinCon has over 400 program hours, and YumaCon has like 50.
They have like so many things.
I
would say I think we're really heavy on programming, so I don't even know, maybe 40 hours of programming.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we have extra little things in there and stuff, but I think we're really program heavy. Like, we really want people to know about Victorian. I mean, like, mm-hmm. You already have people dressed and partying and stuff, but I really think we want to put the knowledge out there, like, this is Victorian age. It was really cool. You should study it. Yeah.
Now, question here, is there going to be a costume contest?
Yes, there's going to be a costume contest. Yes.
Tell us. Give us details.
We are going to have it on the stage. But what we're going to do is we're also going to have people walking around and giving out contest ribbons, like you're a winner because I saw you, like, throughout the day, so like people can, you know, have you'll never know. You can like be in the official costume contest, or you could be in the one on the street.
All right.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Wow. That's a nice little twist.
Yeah.
And that's very hard to try to be like, well, I was there, I'm the best dressed person. Yeah, but did anyone see you?
I mean, you can't.
Yeah. You can't. Now, you mentioned that there's other contests as well.
Yes. Okay, so we like contests, I guess. We're going to have a home brewing contest for beer and mead.
Mead. Yeah.
You bring your beer and your mead when we open up on Friday, and we'll put it aside. And then we have judges that will do it, do the contest. Meg is the one running that. And we have extra special judges she's going to tell us about. I think we have Andrew Sarnes from Rustic Crow Distillery, like, judging and stuff like that. So we have a good time. Meg usually gets drunk when she's announcing the winners, but it's funny. I remember the first year, I was like, are you drunk, Meg? And she's like, shh, just don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Oh, can be very addictive.
Forgot this. No, you're supposed to smell,
right,
sip, and spit.
No. That's
she's like, smell, sip, and glug.
Yes, especially with the mead.
Yeah. So we're going to have that contest, and then we're going to have a beard and mustache grooming contest.
Hey there, Tone.
I might
Tone's
have a mustache.
Practicing.
I know, right? You have to, like, you can have one. Yeah. You just need the wax.
I might have a mushroom in here somewhere.
No. Mustache.
A mustache.
Yeah, so I think we're going to have three categories. It's going to be like grooming, like, you know, a fast, like, grooming, like, with its tools and everything. A best in show, like you know, they're already frilled up and everything, and then like mm-hmm. natural beard and mustache kind of thing. So I don't hopefully know. You could be an yeah, right. Just rolled first. Out of bed. Just rolled out of bed.
Hopefully the natural comes first.
Yes, and then it's the other ones. Yeah.
If I did one of the other ones, I would go up there knowing that I'm going to lose and grab like some fake you know what? Hair dye.
I would
I'm
love...
like, okay, just spray all the hair dye.
We have girls who like glue the hair to their face. We have guys who like curl it and like, I mean, it's really cool.
Would you say this con was family friendly?
Yes. Yes, to an extent. I think before 6, the con is very family friendly. Okay. You can do it, but after 6, after like 7, I'd say it's more adult oriented. Like we have parties okay. and we have things like that.
And all what right. time does the con close on Sunday?
Sunday the con's going to close at 4 because okay. we'll do our closing ceremony from 3 to 4 and then we'll do a little bit more vending, but then basically we're closed at 4.
The reason I ask is because I see more and more conventions making Sunday their kids' day.
Oh, okay.
That's why I ask, and it, you know, because it does make sense. If kids are pretty, you know, if it's more family friendly before 6 o'clock, like it is at a lot of cons, because a lot of cons will have like their big dance or the big thing
right.
Saturday night, and a lot of people will leave and then change for that, and then come with another costume or whatever. And then Sunday, people just kind of roll out of bed and go, and they might bring their kids along,
right.
and Sunday being the more kid day.
I don't know. That all seems like a misnomer, because where we're going to be at, it's going to be kid-friendly Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 5.
Well, okay, for kids, I mean, we are kid-friendly, because we have henna art, like we have henna mm-hmm. painters that are going to paint your mm-hmm. hands and stuff, and we have crafts and other things, so we are kind of, you know, kid-friendly during the day, but I don't want people to think that. You know, you can bring them at night to swim and stuff, but there's going to be parties where you need your ID to get in and, you know, mm-hmm. bands playing yeah. and things like that. So we just want to be respectful of, you know, the children and their parents and tell them that, you know, really it's not much to do at night for them.
How late does it mm-hmm. go till on Saturday night?
Like 4 or 5. People are staggering.
Like programming ends
2:30.
Programming ends at 2:30?
Yes, yes. That's where our dance ends.
Because I figure you're talking about like the room parties open and then it's all, you know, then that's it. But you actually will have programming going on.
I think like our parties we consider programming and they'll be going till 2:30.
Oh, okay.
But like everything else kind of wraps yeah. up around 12, but then you're like, you know, you're into your like hours, like, you know.
Okay, because I don't consider parties programming.
All right, well then our programming closes at 12.
You're not, you know, because you want to rubble up. Well, that's not really my part. That's in a hotel suite, which
right.
is privately being, you know, so-and-so is paying for it, so that's their thing.
Right.
We are not responsible what happens to it, although if there's an issue, we will do what we can. You know, that gives you a level of deniability.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I just love a vampire or steam party, you know?
What is this goth horror thing that you like?
Because I'm also known as Mark Monster.
Well, then they'll.
He also spent last Saturday at the City Club, so you know.
Okay.
It takes
well, you
a
have
while
to wait till
to
next year, Mark.
Telling
for that.
Fortunes,
yeah.
Interpreting the ghost cards. All of a sudden, there's silence when I
know,
say ghost
like,
cards, yeah. and there's like. Ooh.
Well, I know William has something he asked.
Yeah,
yes.
Well,
come on, William, ask it.
We haven't had any like. Questions from the side of a photographer or a videographer or the side of people roaming. And I know you have to have at least...
Tell
well,
me,
ask me, William.
Well, from the side of a photographer, one mm-hmm. question I would have, not being able to go and see it right away, is how well lit is this the con going to be?
I guess the Sheraton, we're having it at the Sheraton in Romulus, and they have an atrium that is all open. So, like, during the day, you'll have plenty of natural light.
Wow.
The vending area is going to be, I guess they, you know, it's vending area stuff, but they're going to have lights all around the area, so it should be pretty well lit. I think it's going to be pretty well lit for your, you know. At night, you have to use a flash.
Well, yeah. Then they don't have to worry about creepy things and dark corners and you know,
except
dark shadow.
You, right?
except for me, or, you know.
You know, one thing we notice, some cons are really open. They're like, hey, look, before you grab pictures of people, just ask first. Or they tell people ahead of time, which mostly VidCon and Playlist Live and video type ones where they tell people ahead of time, like, hey, look, you will be on camera. You will be in pictures.
That's kind of what we do, because, like, when we hire, when we have press come in and we have, like, you know, photographers taking pictures, we just put in the program, like, hey, there's going to be photographers here. You might get your picture in here. You might get this. So just be aware and, you know, if you don't want to, come to the ops or anything, but yeah.
Yeah, because that kind of stuff's good to know. Because you get somebody like Mark, for instance, which will start streaming everything. Meanwhile, while it's okay for just an attendee be doing their Snapchat, because they don't, because they're not, it's safe for us to assume they don't know any better.
Right.
But for someone that might have a press pass that we would assume would know better, they need to know whether it's okay to start streaming around. Hey, look at all these people. There are some cons now where you can't do that.
Well, we make a disclaimer because we do acknowledge individual rights, but at the same time, we make a disclaimer. Hey, we're all here. We're all going to be on film. We're all going to be on photography, but that's just the way it is. I mean, and nobody's had a problem with it. So
that's great.
Yeah, that's always good. I'm not making fun of any cons that do otherwise.
Right.
Because you know, the first time I went to a con like that, and I've told this story before, I was very like, why? I don't quite understand. I'll obey the rules. I just don't 100%, you know, understand. And then a story came out of people bringing their foster kids, which you can't have, you know, pictures up and stuff like that. And they're saying, this is the only one of the few places we could bring our foster kids because we are not scared of their picture going up online.
Oh, okay.
And I know that might be a small thing, but that's why some cons are like, yeah, we're all about not letting people just film willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, most of them, you know, if you have a disclaimer, it's perfectly okay. And I like the disclaimers because, well, I'm a videographer and I want to get the feel of the place.
Right. Without, yes. You know,
yeah, I try to do that with just pictures. If you look at a lot of my cosplayers at whatever event, you'll see that I have just a couple pictures of just the venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I tell photographers and videographers, be respectful. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go into a really dark room, like, where there might be some flashlights because a rapper's going off, and then bring your own flash that blinds everybody every time you take a picture.
It's like, I mean, it's like using...
It's a learning experience, common sense, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to promote... What's a better way to phrase this?
If you had to really get your con out there to get people to show up, what would you tell them right now?
Free naked ladies. No, I'm joking.
I'm there. I'm there.
Reminder, the video version of this show is way different than the audio version of this show.
No, I would just say you want to have a good time and party like it's, you know, 1889. I mean, just come to my con. It's great. I mean, we have circus performers. We have bands. We have, like, Bollywood. We have everything. Yeah, we have authors. We have everything.
And circus performers.
Wow. Yes.
Will they breathe fire? Eat fire?
They have a rig. They're going to be doing rigging stuff up on it, and I think they might be doing some acro balancing and some fire.
Yeah. So. Fire is hard to. Now, does the hotel know that?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Because I know that's a process.
But I think mostly they're going to be doing, like, you know, the rigging stuff and then the acro balancing, which will be really cool.
Like the circus.
And they're going to have a workshop of acro balancing, too. So,
you know, a lot of what we've talked about just folds and you know, overlaps so many of the other cons. You know, like all the contortionist circus stuff. I see similar things at Renaissance festivals. And, of course, we've talked about overlapping with anime, comics, you know,
well, it's
horror
because
cons.
They're like, we're all drawing from the same pool. We're all trying to, like, be innovative and creative and stuff like that. So one person, like, my con finds a person. The other cons see it. They go, wow, that's great. They hire them. Then it's like, you know, so it's trying to keep ahead of everybody and keep, you know, new stuff coming in.
Yeah, you know, you draw from the same pool, and yet every con... It seems to expand a little bit this way, then expands that way. It's just wonderful the way how it all sinks into one community.
Yeah.
And you really can't restrict yourself to one community And I feel it's the same way to anyone covering events or looking for more events to go to.
Right.
Once again, it's Sal from...
from Motor City Steam Con. And I also wanted to say, like, at night, we have our Moonlight Cabaret, which is kind of risque burlesque, and it's going to be going on Friday and Saturday. So it should be awesome.
Ooh, and baby. We might try to get William perform, because he's from...
allaboutwilliam.com.
Mark Monster
from crazymark.com.
I'm Scott Toden Myali at toden.com, youtube.com/ToadenK, and of course you can find us at medialersandwich.com, and you will find us at Motor City Steam Con,
www.motorcitysteamcon.com.
We will be doing a show on July 15th, and also on the July 15th and the 16th will be at BolaCon.
You can find out more at BolaCon.com. We'll be at Woodland Lanes, 14th, 15th, and 16th.
There's always a billion events going around, so I always say check out as many
come to my con.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation.
Have a good night.